Isaac. Laban listened in awe to this remarkable narrative. The testimony of the remarkable works of God in the life of Abraham and his family, and now the miracle involving Rebekah at the well, convinced him that the espousal of Rebekah with Isaac was of God. He also believed that the angel of the God of Abraham was with Eliezer. He was astounded, hearing of the series of miraculous events that had already transpired, and felt awed and overwhelmed by it all. Furthermore, the realization that the angel was with Eliezer, even in his house and at his table, sent goosebumps down his spine in trepidation and awe. The amazing testimony of Eliezer totally convinced Laban that God had fully confirmed the espousal of Rebekah to Isaac, the son of his grand uncle, Abraham. Laban was so persuaded that it was of God that he felt that he really had no choice in the matter. So without any debate or asking any further proof or even any dowry or gifts, Laban spontaneously said, "She is before you, take her and go."